last week my stand-in.
Yeah.
Was mm-hmm. She's in the lobby, and she startled me when
God,
I walked in.
God, she was fucking perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
she
my
had,
doppelganger?
She had all your best features and none of the, you know, baggage.
Words.
Yeah,
words.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good morning, my queens above 18.
Good morning.
A lot of you are asking about the King Challenge.
Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18.
Please, if you're below the age of 18, get up and start the day. Come on. Come on. Put the feet on the ground. Get you a nice hot breakfast. Very lovely. Take that covering. Take a shower. Take that covering. Pull it off yourself. Take that covering. Take a shower. Get up and start the day.
Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18.
Please, if you're below the age of 18, don't do this challenge. I trust you guys won't. Become 18, you can.
You can do anything.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back. You know the king likes the no bra look. And give me a dance.
Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18.
Please, if you're below the age of 18. What we can do is have fun with this. Take an old white t-shirt. King on the front, king on the back.
The king loves you, the king loves you, the king loves you, the king loves you.
And do a video.
Very lovely. Have fun with it.
Queens above 18. Queens above 18. Queens above 18.
Please, if you're below the age of 18, enjoy. I love you all. Let's make some videos. I want to see them. I want to laugh.
And come.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back.
King.
On the front.
King.
On the back.
Oh, man. That's a mood.
How does it make you feel?
Like a king? Puts me in a good mood.
Me too.
That's Hen Dog with Queens Above 18 by, of course, featuring, of course, the Great King.
I like that he says you have to wait until you're 18.
Yeah, as and then if you to can Im- do whichever you want.
And to imply that there are so many minors just waiting to take that challenge. I'm only 17. I can't wait to turn 18.
Oh, well, you're going to have to wait, and I'm not going to watch it until it's confirmed. I'm going to see a photo of your driver's license. That was
he likes
great.
To laugh.
That's the thing. Show me your boobs. I like a good laugh and dance.
That's how most guys react when they see titties.
Yeah, they're just like, look at your big stupid tits. Yeah.
I know that's not true because when I was Tina and I had big fakers on, boy, oh boy, the energy changed in this place.
It did, huh?
Yeah. And also, last week, my stand-in.
Yeah.
Was mm-hmm. She's in the lobby and she startled me. When
God, she
in.
Was fucking perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I looked at her. I took a double take. I go, is that me? Is that
she
my
had,
doppelganger?
She had all your best features and none of the, you know, baggage.
Words.
Yeah,
words.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, happy 600 episodes.
Happy 600 episodes. Holy shit. 600 episodes. Thank you, everybody, that has been with us for the long haul. This is a long time, man. 600 episodes?
I know.
Jesus Christ. So
600.
I know.
Well, we celebrated. Well, we'll tell them about how later, but.
Okay.
Just put it this way. I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
My name is Tom. I like to come all over my wife, and on her bum. You like it?
Catchy. Maybe you and the King can write a song together.
Catchy. Wait, what does he say about his merge? He goes, it's different.
Different.
It was different.
He said, why is the K backwards? He goes, different. What? I slept good.
What? Wait, do your role play. Show me how you would do it.
Good morning. What? I slept good. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, but think about it. It was pretty good acting. I mean,
that was fucking that you can't teach that.
No.
They could show that. They would show that in an acting class because most people can't do it that way. I mean, he was literally in his mind reacting to a question being asked that you thought you didn't hear the person who's in the room. You're like, did I turn the volume up?
I know.
Did somebody ask something?
I know.
That's good acting.
I know. Do you think he studied formally?
No. I think he's just gifted like that.
Wow. Yeah, I was like
time
watching.
To wake up. I got the coffee going. Shower's running. What?
I know. I was thinking, is this Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Is this Robert De Niro?
Al would watch that and be like, God damn, that guy's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what's really neat, too, is he knows how his body looks on camera. He knows how to cheat the angles.
Yeah.
You
want to open the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just excited to be back.
Let's open the show.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whoa, I'm a double denim man. I wear double denim, as much as I can, denim jacket and denim pants. I'd wear denim shoes if I just had the chance. Oh, but the girls, they never want to dance. Oh, they don't want to be seen with a double denim man.
Fucking awesome.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Who's the new
don't
star?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah, Double Denim Man.
Double Denim Man.
Yeah.
He's a true YMH fan.
Huge fan. And also, I got to say, I dig it. I dig the outfit. I dig the song.
I like the four VCRs stacked on each other at the bottom.
I'm a double denim man.
Yeah. I like it. He's right, though. A lot of ladies don't appreciate the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, and they should.
They should. It shows that he can match, and oh, I like his shirtless look.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And he's passionate. That is a cool look. And mm-hmm. as a musician myself, I appreciate his talents.
Yes.
You know, my rap song is now officially out.
It is pretty crazy that you have a rap song with Krayshawn.
With Krayshawn. It's out right now. You can get it everywhere. Songs are sold.
She's rad, and you're rad.
She's amazing. And it's called The Mom Song, and there's a remix, too. There's two versions.
There's a remix? I didn't even know that.
I think Young Skirt did it.
Okay.
Rave reviews.
I didn't know you were knee-deep in the game like that.
I am. You know, do I call it a rap song?
I would just, nah.
How do you say it?
Just I got a track out. I got a record out.
I got a hot track out.
Yeah.
But I don't have a whole record. I just have...
No, that's what individual songs are called, the records.
Shut up.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
About 30 years ago.
Oh. I got a record out, y'all.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, like the artists don't say, I have a song. They say, we made a record.
We made a record, yeah. Krayshawn and I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My hero. I can't believe it. I feel like I can die happy now.
Yeah.
That and last night, something special happened to me, too.
When you got back from Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
How did they get that beautiful French name?
I'm not sure. I don't see much French influence.
What's the history of Des Moines?
You're going to ask him to
find out. No, I'm just curious because, there's got
to
be, obviously,
has to be a reason.
Some French, right? It was incorporated as Fort Des Moines, which was shortened to Des Moines.
Yeah, French name.
Oh, after the Des Moines River, which was likely adapted from the early French name Riviera Des Moines. Meaning River of the Monks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Again, I saw no French influence.
Well, that was super fast. Good job, Nadav.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I think it was the other Nadav that did it.
Oh, my bad. Oh, good job. Good job.
Here's what I did notice in Des Moines, and I thought it was really funny and silly.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a 7-Eleven, but it's not called a 7-Eleven. It's called the Come and Go.
The Come and Go?
K-U-M and go.
Well, yeah, if you wrote C-U-M.
Right, that's because they
you'd have to be 18 to go in, I think, you know.
Right, like they had an awareness that it
that is absurd.
Right!
Yeah.
You know that they were like, well, we can't call it the C-U-M and go.
Let's pick up some smokes at Come and Go. Jeez. What happened when you got back?
Well, hold on. So there's the Come and Go, and then they have a spinoff called the Git and Go. The G-I-T and go.
Git and go?
The Git and go.
And it's also in Des Moines?
It's still in Des Moines, yeah. Git and go and the Come and Go.
What the fuck?
I know.
I feel like that's a dirty little secret that no one knows about.
I've exposed them now.
Oh, now they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I came home and listen, it was a two-plane day.
Yeah.
I woke up pretty early. I had show the night before. I'm filthy. I've been sitting in other people's yuck. And two airplanes, my ass is swampy. When I get home, first thing I do is I shit and I shower immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You were so fired up.
Yeah.
Now, here's why. I have you on a 72-hour milking schedule. I neglected to milk my bear before I went on my journey. That's on me. That's my bad. So when I came back, it was like an overdue invoice was on my desk, and you were like, it's overdue, lady. It's past due. Like, collections was coming for me.
Uh-huh.
And I came in,
yeah.
And the kid said hello to me, and it was like, come on, let's go. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
And like, I had PT in like 10 minutes.
Well, you needed your DT before you could get your PT.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, but I have to shit. I still have to shit. I didn't shit that day yet. It was 2 p.m. I'd been up all day flying. I took a quick hurry dump. It was disgusting. And I go, I'm so gross right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't care. And you forced yourself on me.
Yeah. It was a little kinky. We can just say that. It was a little kinky. It was kinky. And then, gosh,
I can feel it. That's going to be good.
And did I deliver or not? Because I was on Rogan last week talking about how much I come. And I got tagged in a bunch of like memes and stuff.
Of coming.
And then I wanted to take a photo and be like, see, show people.
Yeah, I will say it was an extraordinary amount of cum. Like that YMH sign could have been painted in your cum. I think that is your cum.
Yeah.
It was so much.
It was so much. Like, you could see how that invoice had built up, right?
Yeah.
It was like collections were like, we're coming to the house. You're not paying this bill. Yeah.
It was so much.
I don't think I could have done PT. I had like rage in me. I mean, yeah. I would have been like, all right, I'll be back in a minute.
You were so fired up. Now, why couldn't you empty your chambers?
I could have, but then I knew you were coming home. So I was like, why not give her a gift, you know, as soon as she gets here? Because I thought about it. I was like, oh, I should just crank it out.
Yeah, but then why didn't you just take care of yourself?
Then you're like, oh, I landed. I was like, maybe I'll save it for her, you know?
But why hadn't you cranked one out? I was gone for 3 days.
I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, you were gone. Okay, well, I was exhausted because I drove every day in Texas when I was doing the Spanish show. So I drove, you know, San Antonio to Houston, Houston to Dallas, Dallas to Austin, like, kind of worn out, like, you know what
so
I mean?
So you weren't jerking off and driving, is what you're
That's
saying.
That's right. I had people in the car, yeah, so.
What if you were like, guys.
Hey, guys, this is just something I do when I drive. Hope you don't mind. No, and then I had the super early flight to come back.
Okay, so,
so that day I'm just wiped Saturday.
Oh, we overlapped and
right.
we're traveling.
So
yeah.
Saturday at morning, I mean, you know, that whole day I was wiped. And then I crashed that night at like, I don't know what time it was. You know what I mean? Like 8 o'clock and I was so tired. So I could have, you know, I don't know.
But dude, don't you feel like, do you ever crank them out before you go to sleep so that you can
Sometimes, yeah.
But you were so tired.
I was so tired that it wasn't like necessary. Or like, I just
in the hotel, I figure in Austin, like that would have been such a romantic, nice setting. You're at the nice hotel.
Romantic? Well, alone? Like, oh, Tom, how are you? Looking in the mirror?
You know what I mean? Ooh. It's clean. It's inviting. No one's going to scream at you. No kids are going to run in.
I just look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like,
don't be stingy.
Give it to myself.
Do you think people do that? Look in the mirror when they masturbate?
Some people I'm sure do. I don't. I know this is not an appetizing thing to look at for me.
Neither. Same. Do you think that's a thing? Like there's people
100%
that are like, I love.
If you can picture it, it's a thing. Yeah.
Do you guys watch yourself ever? I mean, I try not to.
I've caught a glimpse. I don't particularly enjoy it, but yeah.
Right. I'm saying like.
I like to watch.
Enjoy it.
I like to watch what happens, but I don't like to look at myself. Like
as you're doing, like making eye contact with yourself.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Like what sicko is like.
I'm sure people, super narcissists, that are just like, I'm hot, like jerking off to themselves.
Yeah,
sure.
Like Christian Bale and...
yeah, that's a perfect person.
American Psycho.
Yeah, a narcissist, psychopath, yeah.
He's like, I look so good right now.
Yeah, by the way, he does.
He did.
Yeah. I'd watch Christian Bale jerk off in American Psycho. I'd be like, you look good, man. Yeah. Yeah, but that was...
That was crazy, Tom.
I know. I mean, I really thought about grabbing my phone, being like, let's just get a pic.
Babe, no. It's bad enough we're talking about it now.
Whatever.
It was a like, how can I? Okay. If you've ever made homemade Cinnabons, like, you know, the kind that you get in the tube and then you crack them and then it comes with like that container.
Yeah.
Of the frosting.
Yeah. It'd be like somebody dropped four of them.
So much frosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my.
Yeah, on the right
totally
there.
Looked like yesterday after.
Yeah.
Tom.
And then you go.
Cinnabund.
I'm just going to get right in the shower. Yeah. And I was like, well, let me untie you first, you know?
Oh, God. And then the worst part is you interrupted my shit. So then I had to go back and finish my dump.
I'm telling you, it was a level. Fucking five threat.
Emergency.
Yeah.
A cum emergency.
It really was.
How many husbands do you think exist like that, but they don't say it to their spouses?
A lot. And then there's probably another huge percentage that say it, and the wife's like, get the fuck out of here. You know? Like, I don't care.
That was me. I was like, get the
No, fuck I know, but I was like, you know, you want to.
You want to live?
Yeah.
How do you like your life?
You like your house, Jenny? Huh? One of those.
Because but here's the thing, in real talk, I'm so appreciative that you feel like you can come to me for your cum needs.
Yeah.
And I can be your cum dog. Like, that's the job as a wife, is to be your cum dog at the come and go. I'm your come and go.
You are my come and go.
Come and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should make t-shirts for me.
Okay, I don't know if you want to. I don't know who wants to walk around with, I'm a come and go.
Can I tell you, though, as crazy as my mom was, she did tell me that about marriage. She's like, this is your job as a wife. The woman, you have sex with your husband. You have to have sex with your husband. Otherwise, he has sex with somebody else.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's, like, thank God my mom taught me that.
Yeah.
And she did teach me to cook, too. She was like, men like when you cook. You have to cook for
them. I'll tell you, it is a super bummer, too. I have friends that have the full spectrum of relationships with their wives, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, some that regularly just have a healthy sex life with their spouse.
Thank God.
And I know which friends those are. And then I have the friends who are like, yeah, you know, I get sex, like, a few times a year. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
What are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, it's just, she doesn't want to. And I'm like, well, why don't you kill her, you know?
Well, there are times I don't want to. I'm not.
Well,
like,
I'm not saying.
I'm not going to pretend like I'm all horned up after spending a day with our two kids. Like,
I'm not saying that somebody.
Jesus Christ.
Never can be like, I don't want to. I'm saying when someone's like, oh, it's four times a year. I'm like,
Oh, that's terrible. But I do, even when I don't want to, what do I say to you?
This one's for you.
This one's for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you weep into the pillow. And <I just>.
No, but then I go, what else do I make you do?
Head scratches?
Nah.
What?
You don't even give me head scratches, which
what?
I'm going to work on that with you. I want you to take a head scratchy class, a cuddle class. I want cuddles and scratches and affection, not just come and go. That's all you know is come and go. I make you get me a glass of wine. I say,
oh, yeah,
get me
yeah,
some
yeah.
wine, Cindy, because then that'll switch me into
yes.
into out of mom mode.
That's
and into,
right.
Like,
you go, let me
mode.
Get fucked up enough to lay you.
Yeah.
And then, and I don't care.
You don't care?
Don't care.
Because it does put me, it puts me in a better place.
Puts you in a better place. I get you a glass of wine, put some music on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
I
oh,
knock
okay,
on
now.
The neighbor's window. I go, watch this. And then they come out and they watch.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How disgusting do we look when we do it?
Oh, it can't be good. I wouldn't want to see it.
Ugh. There aren't many couples that look good banging, right?
No. I mean, basically, it's like fitness couples. They're the ones who would look
that's
good.
It.
I mean, that's what porn stars are. They're basically fitness models who are having sex, you know?
That's so true.
And it's upsetting. I get upset seeing even a guy a little out of shape
yeah,
at
me
a porn.
Too.
I'm like, get him the fuck out of here.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like when they say MILF porn are like natural people, I'm like, why? I don't want to see people that look like me. I want to see exceptionally
no.
attractive,
yeah, yeah.
fit people.
Really fit, yeah. A lot of trauma in their youth.
Yeah.
And they're making these.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to see hot bodies.
Okay, which
sure.
okay, which category of PORN?
Yeah.
I'm still spelling it because we have kids. I don't know why I spelled it, but I thought our kids were in here for a minute. Okay, when you see which category of porn do you immediately like? Ugh, like you can't even imagine clicking on. Like I'll start you off with mine. MILF is like I don't want to see somebody that looks like me or has kids in my porn.
Yeah, but you realize in porn, MILF means like she's 28, right? Like she's not actually.
Retirement age.
Yeah, they're not actually old.
I know, but in my head, because it's mom in the title, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with like my life.
Hmm.
MILF.
I don't know. Let me see. I mean, let's just go to a site here.
Butt stuff. I don't want to see anal stuff.
Well, I don't mind seeing anal sex. I don't want to see gaping.
I don't.
That doesn't
gaping,
do it for me.
Not interested.
Not cool.
Not
for me, I should say.
Gaping is definitely not for me.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me.
It looks more medical than, see, when I see a dick in a butt, I'm like, no, dude, I don't want to see butt stuffs. I don't want to see squirts. When I see squirts, I click off. Do you like squirts?
It's not something I seek out. I mean, I'm not like, oh, I got to go see some squirting right now.
I won't click on squirts. Oh, I won't click on super old guy. And yeah, I'm not interested.
I'll watch
in
that.
You'll watch that?
I've watched it, yeah. Jeez. It's not, but I don't seek it out. It's not like this is going to be.
Doesn't do it.
I'm trying to see here.
I don't like to see exceptionally heavy people, like when, like the whatever, big anything. I'm like, dude,
No.
Now, are you into specs appeal? Do you like the glasses thing?
It's not, I don't know. It's not a thing. I'm looking at these right now.
Well, the Dob has them up here if you want to see.
I know, but I can't, like, all I'm seeing are the images. I can't really see what the
categories
are.
I don't like choking. I don't want gagging. I don't want harming.
This is like actual old women.
Ugh.
I don't like that at all.
Nobody does.
Like granny. They call it mature, but like that's an old ass bitch.
That's old ass hoe. Mature. Jesus.
Let's see. Chubby. No thanks. Cream pie. Yeah. See.
Casting. I don't like too many storylines.
Pregnant, I don't like.
Oh, fuck that. No.
No way.
Anything with too much of a storyline, I don't want to see that either. Like, I don't need a story. I don't care. I'm not watching a movie.
Yeah, the squirting thing is more like it's kind of like, what's it called? Like a spectacle?
Oh, I know what you don't like.
What?
Small tits.
Yeah, you can keep those.
Small tits are out. Cosplay. Any nerds doing cosplay? That doesn't do anything for me.
The gangbang thing, like, I'm not, it's not, it doesn't really do anything. I mean,
wow.
I've seen them. I've seen it, but I it's not something where I go like, oh, I want to rub one out. Let me watch a gangbang.
Right.
I don't really.
It's not your fisting. Not into fisting.
Definitely
I
not.
Could do without that category entirely. Nope. Solo male, no thanks. I don't need to watch a guy JSD.
Definitely
I live with one
not.
That does that. British is fun. I like British. Just
there's this porn in Spanish is good because I feel like it kind of knocks out two things I'm working on. Yeah, see, like, I feel like an orgy is a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, you go like, holy
like
shit.
One, yeah.
But to me, it's not as, you know why I can't, it's not masturbation. Like, for me, it's like watching a fireworks show.
It's too much.
There's too much, and I don't know what to focus on. Like, I'm like, what? Oh, who's this? Oh, she's, now he's fucking her too? Like, it's just. It's too crazy. It's too much action.
It's a lot. And also, I don't like when they have orgy scenes in horrible places. I saw one. It was like a picnic scene, and the girls were all on the grass, and the dudes were on the grass. And I'm like, this can't feel good, because I can tell how uncomfortable that is for everybody.
Yeah.
What's 60 FPS?
What?
Oh, 60 FPS?
60 frames per second.
What does that mean?
It's a faster frame rate. I don't know why it would be good in porn, though.
Yeah, is that
higher quality?
Oh, no thanks.
Cum shot compilation? I'll check it out.
Verified models? No way.
Nothing animated. That animated shit?
Yeah,
fuck that.
Gay as fuck.
This is a this is one called Mom and Anal. All right.
What about smoking? That's kind of cool. Smoking.
Ooh, this is a woman fisting another woman. I'm not into it.
I don't like fisting at all.
Pissing also doesn't do it for me.
No. I'm pretty vanilla. Hey, tattooed women, Tom, that's me.
That is you. All right, well, yeah, we get it. Most of these are acceptable.
You know, not hard passes, but you had your hard passes. Fisting was a hard pass.
Yeah, no.
Anime, hard pass.
Hard pass on those. The other one, the orgy thing, it's just that, it's not that I'm like, oh, I can't. It's just that I don't feel aroused by it. It's just, it's too much.
It's a lot
overstimulation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like, I don't know, I just rather watch a couple.
Right, you can really get into the details of their lives. Like, did he take out the trash? Is she rewarding him for getting her car detailed? Do you think those kind of thoughts? Is he a good father and husband?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, he earned this. This is good for him. I bet he paid all the mortgage on time.
Yeah. Did he mow the lawn?
Oh, boy. Is that how you watch porn?
Yeah. Did he deserve this or not?
Okay, I'm glad we've never talked about this before.
I don't think those thoughts. I do like to see that they're enjoying themselves. I get really upset if I feel like they're not enjoying it. Hate that.
I don't care about the guy's expression, but on a woman's face, it is so clear when like they're doing it and you see like her go like a look in her eye where you're like, oh, she doesn't want to be doing this. By the way, total turn off though. Total turn. I'd rather just sell it. Sell that you want to be there, because I don't like. It's the same thing as like in real life. The whole thrill of sex is that you're having sex with somebody that wants to have sex with you. And I want to watch somebody have sex with people. Like, I want them to want to have sex. Like,
I know.
Like, it's so weird. Not weird, but it's just like, oh, when you see her like, oh, fuck, I gotta pay this fucking car bill.
Yeah.
So better shoot this scene. I don't like it.
Or if I see that her vag is dry, I can tell. I'm like, oh, that looks like it hurts. You can tell. I can tell when a woman's vagina is dry. I'm like, ooh, poor girl. She's just fucking forcing that thing in there.
Yeah, I don't mind if she does this. Like, ow. Like that. That works. But I just don't want her to be like, you know.
Bored.
Yeah, staring off. Bored. Like, what happened?
And you know what I get hung up on, too, is bad hygiene. Like, if he goes into the stink and then back into the pink, I go nuts. I'm like, that's not, those are not the
rules. By the way, speaking of hygiene and everything, you're a big Adidas fan, obviously. You rock Adidas all the time. Have you thought about getting their new tank top?
I saw this. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
They are so woke with their campaign. So they have plus size models, and now it's armpit hair. Ladies.
I mean,
it's so ridiculous. I hate it so much.
The funny thing about this is that it's so deliberate, where like they had to go like, hey, we chose you. You got the campaign. You're going to model for Adidas. Don't fucking shave your armpits, though, because we need to show consumers that
we're woke.
Yeah.
Lift your arms up. It's not like she could just have hair and then if it happens to show.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, every girl who has armpit hair, they have to show it off.
Right.
Like Madonna's daughter, Lola, has armpit hair. Mm-hmm. And like every photo of her on Instagram, she's got her arms up to show you the armpit hair.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to have like.
Lourdes.
People, Lourdes. I know, the women who have armpit hair have to have pride.
Yeah.
And it's not just that they have it. It's that, you know what? We all have hair. Yeah, I know we do, but you're gross.
Yeah. See, like that one she just posted with her mom. And it's like, you know what you're doing.
Look, if you're into that, good for you.
You know.
To me, this is worse than a fucking fisting scene. Arms up. Let me show you I don't shave. Ugh.
Yeah, Adidas has been, they've been doing this. And I'm always on their website, and I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I want to see people that are fitter than me, better looking than me.
And who shave.
Yeah. And who are women that are compliant with Western standards of beauty.
To me, this is the equivalent of me being a fitness model. It's like, it's fucking gross.
You are on Adidas's website.
Well, yeah, Adidas might be like, look. Yeah, this guy is he's a model too. No,
everybody's a model. No, they're not.
No, I'm not.
Well, there's a Sephora by our house, and they have this campaign app too, where it's like, you know, everyone's beautiful, and all the models in Sephora are not beautiful now. Mm-mm. And I'm like, dude, nobody fucking is like, I don't want to buy the makeup so I look regular. You buy the makeup because you buy the fantasy, the illusion that you're going to look better with makeup.
Right.
I want to buy that so I get in better shape, and, you know, a man will love
me. They're selling you hope.
Yeah.
That's what you're buying. You buy hope.
It's capitalism. Yeah. Yes. It's a false promise. Everybody fucking knows that.
Right. I buy the gear that I see like super yoked, jacked dudes wearing, being like, oh, that'll be me. That's what's going on in your brain.
You'll be sexier.
Yeah.
The opposite sex will love you more.
Yeah.
Like this to me says, like, if I buy that.
Hey, you want to be a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be wear a hairy this. Pig.
Yeah. Are you not gross enough?
And that, seriously?
Ugh.
And I love Adidas.
I'm going to take this down.
This is my brand.
Throw up.
Gene, I wouldn't buy this because I don't like the photo. Unconsciously, Adidas, if you're listening, on a subconscious level, yeah. I will go, no, thank you, because I don't want to look like this hairy pits. I don't want it. How hard is it? It's not fucking hard to shave your armpits. It takes a second.
Let's cleanse the palate, okay? Ugh. Something a little more like you know,
God.
Chill and heartwarming.
This was America last time I did it. Oh, it's Korean. It's sundubu. It's delicious.
Oh my God.
Food fight.
Do we have any context for this?
It's pretty rad.
No.
We don't know if like the server brought the wrong thing out or something.
I don't think so.
That is an all-out brawl, man. And someone took a hot, steam, boiling pot of water and threw it. Chairs.
Yeah.
And the person filming still eating. That's the best part of the whole thing. You just see them being like, oh, shit. You see
Everybody
the chopsticks go down. Like, Jesus.
You know
Christ.
What I love? No, not the hot pot.
Yeah, look, look.
Oh.
And look at this. I'm still eating.
Damn.
This is, the only thing I know for sure is that it's two, like, there's two groups fighting, right? This isn't like one or two people. This is,
yeah,
it's almost definitely. Like two families got in a fight. Does it say something?
I'm not sure if this is it. I'm finding a couple about fights at Korean restaurants, but I'll do some more digging. Yeah.
Do you think
somebody... What does that top one say there? The Orangetown link, yeah.
Two people stabbed during large fight at Korean restaurant?
This could be it. Let's just see if the footage plays on this. Party room, okay. Wow. So this... That is wild. I mean, they're all wearing winter coats, and that's in Jersey, right? Holy shit, man.
But to capture the video, you're right. I'm always amazed that people keep the camera rolling. Do you think the soup was too spicy?
Maybe that could have been it.
And they're like, I don't want it that fucking orange, dude. I get diarrhea.
Dude, or maybe like nothing worse than when... you order like kalbi and they bring you bulgogi and you're like,
oh.
All right, let's just fucking start a fight.
What are we doing? Yeah. That must be why.
Yeah.
Do you think the kimchi wasn't spicy enough?
Nah, or what, like, didn't have like the sour
flavor. I tell you right there, I know that sundubu in the front, there's like no orange in it. That means it's not, it's no flavor at all.
I mean,
and the sides
are all really good hypotheses for this.
Those sides are delicious. And that guy, he toppled over like a shabu shabu thing. I don't know what's going on here.
That was intense, man.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I'm glad you did. I don't like fights or people getting harmed. Like
you'd
you
like
do.
This. You'd
I like mental
this.
Illness. You know that's my cup of tea.
You'd like this because this is silly. This is the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, just talking about the health minister named Hunt. Okay.
On the 19th of February, Minister Hunt called the EU health minister to advocate for release...
again.
Minister Cunt.
Minister Cunt.
Minister Cunt.
How much do you love that accent?
It's great.
The Aussie accent?
It's great.
So cool.
Minister Cunt.
Minister Cunt.
The Aussies have a great accent.
Yeah.
I like them as a people so much.
I like them as a people, yeah? How do you do it? Do their accent.
So when I did I tell you about... I told you this story, right?
Do the accent, mate.
I got... I forget how this came about, but they asked me to do a table read for a part, the lead part, but just because people wanted to see the part read in front, you know, like the script. Myself, a couple other people. So I forget how I get contacted for it, and they're paying me like a couple $100 to read this. And this is quite a while ago. This is like close to 10 years ago. So, and they're like, can you do an Australian accent? And I was like, yeah. So,
shit.
So what I do is I rent Chopper.
Chopper.
Chopper, you know, the movie with Eric Bana. I think that's his name.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great movie. And he has an amazing performance in it. I watched that movie like over and over. And
oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
this.
And I'm like recording parts of it, and I keep like saying the lines on the script I'm reading, to you know, with his accent from the movie in mind.
Yeah,
it's a great movie if you haven't seen Chopper. And so then I go to the table read, and I'm like on page 70. I'm the lead. I'm like in every scene, reading this thing for these people. And at one point, one of the producers just goes, "You don't have to do the accent." And then I go, it's no problem. And I realize that at this point, I'm basically like, I think I've switched from what was Australian, probably for like the first page, because it was so in my head, from to now I'm like, yeah, so what are you talking about? I'm like doing like a Brooklyn guy, and they're like, this, please stop. And I'm like, no, it's no problem, man. I got it.
Yeah. So you kept going?
I kept going.
Okay, well, can we have a taste of it?
I don't remember the
I mean, can you give us some dialogue? Like, yeah. Here, Google the Chopper script.
Yeah.
Do it in Australia, mate. But first of all,
mate,
can we
Chopper?
Hear some Australian? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear some.
So let's hear some Australian first.
Let's hear Eric Bana and Chopper.
Yeah. Can't play it though.
No, we can't.
I don't think we can play that.
Well, can we play more? Is this clip longer? Can we hear Australian so that he can tune his instrument a little bit?
I need to tune my instrument. Or let's do this. I got to pee.
I got to pee too.
Let's take a pee break.
Yeah.
Pull it up anyway. Get it in my head.
Oh, there we
and
go.
And then we'll go back.
Speaking in Australian
All right?
accent.
Okay, we'll be right back.
So exciting. Right?
Right, mate. Right?
Okay.
Mate.
I don't want you to start talking so you don't lose it.
We brought
up a script for you. And
right.
Tom's going to play the lead character in this movie, and I'll do the other parts. He's doing an Australian accent. Go ahead.
Right?
Right.
I'm going to show you a little maneuver my mother taught me when I was a junior high. Fucking, in my experience, it has a 98% success rate in getting a man's attention, and when used appropriately, an 83% fucking rate of return on a dinner invitation. It's called the fucking bend and snap. Oh, look. There's something on the fucking floor that I need to pick up, you cunt bend. And snap. Now you fucking try, you cunt.
Bend and snap.
That's right, cunt. Good. And this time, put a little arch in your back and maybe get your fucking foot more solid.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow, Tom Segura, everybody.
And
that
I'll
was
keep going.
So good.
Hey, perfect. Like that? Good. But cock the knee, you know what I mean? More snap, a little less bend. Hey, come on, everybody. Give it a fucking try. And that's how I did the
scene. You did so good.
Thanks a lot.
Hey,
yeah.
That was really good. I'm really impressed with your Aussie accent.
Thanks so much.
Good day, mate. That was really
good.
I'm
sure the reviews will all agree.
Our Aussie listeners appreciated that.
Yeah.
That was a little scene from Legally Blonde.
Love
for those
it,
of you who didn't pick up the iconic.
You fucking cunt. Yes.
The iconic bend and snap scene.
What's the bend and snap scene?
You know, Paulette, she teaches her manicurist how to get a man's attention. You pretend to drop something, and then you bend over, and then you snap up. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay.
You did really well.
Thanks.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks,
mate.
Thank you.
Oi, oi. Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
They love it.
They love that shit.
Oh, yeah. You'll
I
get,
love them.
You just do that from the wings of the theater. You see Aussie, and then... Fucking all at once, 3,000 people.
I love that. I wish we had that pride in America.
Oh, we do. It's white pride.
Do we have anything like that? Maybe a Garth Brooks song?
USA.
Yeah. USA.
But it feels like someone's going to get hurt.
I know. It does. Yeah.
Like when you start chanting USA, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel good. It feels like white pride. Yeah.
Like, who are we going to fuck up? Are we bombing someone today?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Ooh. Well, I tell you, that was real good, Tom.
Thank you.
Can I tell you, I had a... are you going to set up a clip or
something? Yeah, no, go ahead.
Something? I had a Pajitsky effect of my own. By the way, Rob Eiler did a fantastic job.
Jesus. He's so good.
He's so, do you, better than me? You said that like he's so much better than you.
Different. Different. Put the K backwards because it's different.
Wow. I can't believe this.
Well, I can't say that he was great.
No, you can say. Yeah, but I thought you were going to go, like, better than you.
Well, I mean, you were great that day, too. Don't take that. I mean, it's not like you weren't good. You had the perfect attitude that day.
Let's just watch a clip.
Okay. So do you remember the
so depressing.
The Russian wedding proposal?
I do, yeah.
We found another crazy marriage proposal.
Okay.
Because we were like, oh, only the Ruskies would do something that crazy.
Yeah.
You know? But check this shit out.
Oh, God.
That is so, so insane. If you're listening, cops pull up to a gas station and they have their guns drawn and they tell a guy, get on the fucking ground. And he lays face down and the woman is like, I'm his wife. She's, you know, I'm with him basically. And it sounds like she's like, I'll, you know, she stands in front of them like, I'll get, help him get, she, they ask him if he has a weapon on him. And then he reaches into his coat and he pulls out a ring to propose. And then she starts bawling, probably because of the shock to her system of what just happened. But yeah, that's very memorable.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
At all. I would be I'd be so upset with you if you did this to me.
And I was like, what? This was in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, my.
In 2016. Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Okay, well, different strokes.
He put a lot of thought into it.
He did.
And he'll be able to show this video forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Hmm. Family, friends, holidays. You want to see some cool shit?
Yeah, I really...
Yeah.
Wait, but I have a Pajitsky effect I was going to
What's your
Pajitsky
effect? You said play a video, so I did it.
I know, because I didn't like our exchange. But Rob Eiler's fantastic. I just wanted to say I really like him.
Okay.
So, okay, I had this epiphany today. I've been doing the elliptical every day. And I've been wearing the same sneakers you bought me when I was pregnant with Ellis. So that's 6 years old. My sneakers are 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I sweat in them every day. And I had the epiphany, I can buy myself a new pair of running shoes.
You've bought 100 shoes since then.
I know, but never utility. Like actual running shoes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't need to rebuy those. Those are like my work shoes, my working horse shoes.
Yeah.
They're not for fashion. But then today I was like,
yeah, I can do it.
I use them so much that I should probably replace these.
Did you order some new ones?
I did immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Proud of you.
Well, and also the second thought was because you got those for me when I was pregnant and I was like, oh, this is like our first child.
Oh, right.
Emotional. And they're so good.
What kind are they?
They're like those boat shoes, the wide ones. Remember when I was super big with the wings on them?
I don't remember.
They're I don't know what the fuck they are. Maybe Adidas.
Okay.
With the boats on the bottom. And I just love them. And I ordered myself some new running shoes for the first time in 6 years.
Well, if the model has hairy legs, I think you should get them. That sounds pretty cool.
Only if she's, severely overweight. And
Jesus.
Has armpit hair.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
Well, good. That's a good Pajitsky effect.
Yeah.
They're very... People are writing in about them all the time.
Well, that came up. Rob Eiler coined that term. Just reminded me of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can get all the workout shoes you want.
I know. I deserve them. because I use them so frequently, but it never occurred to me.
I'm glad you're doing that.
And I left my phone charger in the hotel.
And I ordered you a new
already.
One.
Yeah. I'm not going to go without a phone charger. Now, do you think you'll be switching your clock to the right time anytime soon?
Nah.
Because it was daylight savings, was it a month ago?
Something like that.
And I still have to do the math on Tom's clock. It's been
If I put my phone on the clock, it'll automatically update to the right time. I haven't done it. So every time I look at it, I just go, oh, yeah, add an hour.
Me too. It's been a while since daylight savings.
I don't care.
And it's not even exactly an hour. It's like an hour and 15 or something. So then I have to go.
I don't look at it, though. I don't look at it.
I look at it.
Yeah.
And then I do the math.
Just fix it for me.
Fix it for you.
Update it.
But I got that big fucking mom box on my
thing. Take the box off.
The otter box. It's too hard. I can't. Once I take it off, I can't put it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, pal.
Okay, buddy. Just so you know, in the hotel,
yeah,
I left my toothpicks everywhere. Ugh. My flossers. All over the fucking floor, dude. And I would like drop shit and just not pick it up because I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. I drop water bottles on the floor. I just left them there. How grosser are you? How much grosser are you when you're in a hotel?
I can be kind of gross. I mean, the room turns into a mess pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I drop underwear. Like all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I should like at least put these underwear in a pile, you know, like clothes I've been wearing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of gross in it.
I'm so gross.
Yeah, I'm better than I used to just jerk off like on the walls and stuff. I don't do that anymore.
Where do you jerk off now?
Into a towel.
Into the hotel towel.
Yeah.
And then the cleaning lady gets to find that.
No, I throw it out in the hallway. So I figure someone will pick it up out there.
I eat my food in my bed. I order room service eat it in my bed. And then sometimes I'll drop juice from my food on my sheets, and I'll still sleep in them.
I had a really personable room service guy when I was in Texas, one of these places. Like, I ordered late because we had got back, and I never had dinner. So I ordered something healthy, and then the guy showed up, and he was like, how's it going today, brother? And I was like, good. And he gave me elbows, and he was like, yeah, life's treating you well? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, how about you? And he was like, you know, I'm just happy to be alive, blessed to be alive. And I was like, okay, all right. And he just had that super upbeat attitude. It was nice.
And you threw your jerk-off towel at him?
Yeah, I was like, you know what?
Clean this.
I go, I got something for you. And he was like, oh, and he put out his hand like, I guess you're going to give me a tip. And I go, I am. This isn't totally dry yet. And I put it in his hand like that.
You're like, still having a good day, asshole?
And then he took it above his mouth and he went like,
stop.
He wrung the towel. He was like,
wait, do your scoop and score. That's
scoop
great.
And score is when they go, I got some up here.
That's my favorite thing you do. You know what I did? So I went to a Walgreens in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the lady behind the register was a little...
talked?
Yeah. Okay, because listen, so I walk in and I'm always like, I always greet people. I look them in the eye. I said to her, I walked in, I go, hi, how's it going? And she just stared back at me dead-eyed. Yeah, and I was like, that's a zombie. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then I got my items, my makeup and everything. And then I went to the register and I noticed I had to make a brown. So I asked her, I go, do you have a bathroom? She goes, yeah. Boop, boop, keeps ringing up my items. Like, just, yeah, head down. I'm like, that's fucking weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I go, can I use it? And she goes, yep. I go, and then boop, boop, back down. And then I go. And then I was like, does it have like a code? Like a number? She's like, no, I have to ask my manager to open. And I was like, get the fuck. So finally, I just couldn't take it anymore because I was like, three questions.
Do you drop your pants and shit right there?
I shit my hand. I threw it right in her fucking dumb face. And I was like, get smarter. No, I ran back to the hotel and I shit so fiercely and there was no bidet. And it's so awful to clean. I had to go straight to shower.
Yeah.
I had to do shit to shower. And then as a bonus, a funny bone in Des Moines, I got to shit with the audience.
It's fun.
They don't have a bathroom in the green room.
All the clubs that don't have a bathroom for the comics.
No.
Really cool clubs. God damn it. Well, there's you get there and you're like, hey, where's the bathroom? And they're like, right out there. And you're like, I'm going to shit with the audience? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, okay, just make sure you mark down that I'll never come back, okay?
Well, I'll tell you why it's okay, because like you have to hold your piss in between seatings.
Yes.
I can't walk out into the lobby.
Also, when you're performing, a lot of times, like if you're doing a show, you are, you know, like personally, I don't drink alcohol before I ever perform, but I do drink a lot of water. It's kind of like the anxiety of performing. So I'll pee 5 times before I go on stage. So it's like every time you got to be like, okay. And you go out and you see the audience. You're like, hi. And they're like, oh, hey, we're about to, what are you doing here? You're like, yeah. They don't have a bathroom for me. That's what I'm doing here. The worst.
It's the worst. And at one point, and I drink coffee before my spots because I'm, you know, up later than I normally am. So I have to take these like rocket shits because I bring my own coffee, mm-hmm. The Starbucks instant ones, because, you know, club coffee is terrible. And that shit is like white lightning. Like,
yeah.
I got a shit, man.
Yeah.
And I took a dump in Des Moines, and the court audience member right next to me, and I'm doing, like, the multi-wipe cleanup, or, like, it's just not getting clean. It's not getting clean. It's not getting clean. And
come
I got to go up and perform.
Dude, I eat there. Fucking, do you mind? You know what happened to me in Texas? We went out for sushi after one of the shows. So I'm sitting with the two other comics, and... not the server, but the food runner comes out and he puts a plate of like sashimi and a couple pieces of sushi in front of me. What I ordered. And he places it in front of me. And I go, can I get soy sauce and chopsticks? Because there's nothing. And he just looks at me. And it gets to like 3, 4, 5. And I'm like, he goes, anything else? And I go, nope. Just the stuff you eat sushi with. And he goes, okay. And he walks behind me, and I was like, and I look at, thank God there's other people there, and they're like,
yeah,
what was that
deal?
And he walks over to this table that's over here and just starts bussing the table, like a table that people had left. And he's like picking up their plates.
Oh,
and
he was
like, so I was like, oh, I guess he's not bringing it, right? So I sat there, and I was like, that's strange. Then the server comes by, the guy who we took the order with, he goes, how is everything? I go, good. I need soy sauce and chopsticks. And he goes, oh, okay. And then he walks next to us over here, and he just starts taking the order of the table here of like 4 or 5 people. And I was like, is this for real?
Is this happening?
Yeah. And then only because it's one of those things that like you go looking at the other people and they were like, what's happening? And I go, I was going to ask you. I just watched him take, and then the other guy stays busting the table. He's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, okay.
So what happened? Well, did
10 minutes later.
With your hands?
No, 10 minutes. I just sat there. I mean, you know, just wait. And then 10 minutes later, the guy came back, and he was like, I got something for you. Like, ah, is it chopsticks and soy sauce? He's like, yep. I was like, thanks, man.
You know, I just think sometimes out of big cities, people don't have the same sense of urgency things. And they have, like, you, there's
you get,
just, you
if you live in LA, New York, you get
like,
used to a certain, like, pace.
And, like, also, just so people know who are listening, I don't mind taking a shit next to somebody. But when I'm performing.
Performing is different.
It's what it is like, you want that surprise of the first time they see you. You're the headliner.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want that element
of
mystery, surprise.
Yeah, you shit
excitement.
Next to people in public all the time.
Oh yeah,
but
it's
like,
fine.
At your show you don't want to. You know?
Like
that's
you're
your
the
show.
Name on the on the marquee. Hey, you're taking it. It's like going to see, you know, Beyonce and then she comes to take a shit next
I gotta
to
take
you
a shit.
The lobby. Yeah, like,
to the left, to the left. Like, wow, you're here? In the bathroom?
Well, you get to take a shit next to Beyonce. That's fun.
Right.
Like, that's all it is. You know, come on. I take shit next... You're right. I shit next to people all the time.
Of course. this is my new favorite lane of video here.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck.
Hambry.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, she's on the... that reaction was like, can I still walk? Like,
let me see it again.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Hambry.
God damn. Now she's smiling, but she was like, should I smile? Do I still, can I still move can my arms? God damn. Oof. That was a good crack.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I lose myself. Sometimes after shows now, I just sit in my room and I watch chiropractic videos.
Can you post them on your stories?
The chiropractic videos?
Yeah.
I watch them on YouTube.
Okay. Because I would love to see what you're seeing. I think I'm starting to like them too.
Oh, yeah. It's like a total, I guess I kind of understand more. Some people love ASMR, you know, and I hate ASMR. But I'm saying the effect of this has like a soothing effect to me for some. You get them done. Do you like watching them too?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the way I got into getting adjusted was I went down a YouTube rabbit hole.
See?
Oh.
Where I saw life-changing adjustments, and nothing was wrong with my back, but I was like, I want a life-changing adjustment.
Yeah.
And then I fucked up my back forever, and now I need to go there for function.
You fucked up your back not from the chiropractic, though.
From the first chiropractor that I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he fucked
dear.
You up?
It was a lady, and she put me on some table that just kept on like decompressing, and she went away for like 30 minutes. And then I went on a flight to Israel for like 16 hours the next day. I didn't know that you couldn't time that like that.
Wow.
And then she was like, all right, so why don't you come back tomorrow and we'll fix the rest of you up. I'm like, I'm going to be on a plane for 18 hours tomorrow. And she's like, why the hell did you do this today? I was like, I didn't know I should.
Why can't you do that? I don't understand.
If it's your first time getting adjusted, they're just like, especially with the new chiropractor, they're like, you know, this might take like one or two sessions to figure out the problem area.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, yeah, come back. And then whatever else is hurting, then we'll take care of the rest of it. And then wow. I was like, I'll see you in like 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And then I found the new one, which I really like. And that's the one that was, that we did the live show segment with.
Yeah. 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 He was great.
Jeez.
But it is weird to watch, like when you watch them, right? Don't, cause I don't know. It's like sad. The other thing is, so they even have, they have compilations of just cracks. Like if you just want to watch crack, crack, crack. But most of the time you watch the session. So there's a buildup
to the big crack.
To the big crack. So you're like watching, and you're like, "Come on, crack it, come on," you know. And they're like, you know, whatever, like kind of tenderizing the area, let your shoulders drop. It's like a whole thing, and then it's like crack, crack, and you're like, "Oh yeah."
Now,
yeah.
Do you like getting adjusted?
I've only done it a few times. I did like it, but I it's not a regular part of my routine.
I wonder, do you like the relief? Does it look like relief?
Yeah, it is relieving.
It's like the build up, and it's like coming, but
yeah.
it's the come and
it's
go.
It's like your joints are coming all over the place. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Now, I wanted to talk to you about something because we're kind of in this springtime, new beginnings, the Lord is risen. Do you feel like we can get you to consider converting to Catholicism and finally get on board with our Lord and Savior?
That's a really interesting proposition. I mean, Lord knows I'm not a fan of this J shit. And I don't know if the C stuff is what I'm into.
But maybe you should go to, you know, just like have a one-on-one with a priest and discuss it.
One on one, isn't that what you see is called confession?
Well, that's what you'll be doing later to kind of cleanse yourself for all the wrong things you've done.
Well, wait,
but
a
I mean,
do you think he'll have to do a major cleansing because he's been a J this long?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they going to cleanse the J off?
Your penance is going to be days and days. But
what's a penance?
You know, your Our Fathers and your Hail Marys to get forgiven.
Oh.
You know,
it's just saying a poem or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a meditative thing. You know,
I could do that.
But I want him to, you know. Just kind of pitch you on what this sea life's all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you guys give me the abridged version?
So,
like, what's a normal sea day?
I am a fucking Jew.
Well, first of all, do you feel guilty around sex? Like, when you masturbate, do you feel guilty after?
Sure, but I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with religion.
No, that's key, though. That's
means
good.
That you're already kind of a natural fit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you deal with guilt on a regular basis, you might be a good C.
Oh, see, but I mean, I think J mothers know how to instill guilt, too.
Good.
I feel like
good.
I might have gotten
it's a good
it from
good.
Start.
That means they're training you for both teams.
Sick.
Can you sit down for long periods of time?
Look at me. I got the body of a sitter.
You can sit.
Yeah.
You feel guilty? You like red wine?
I actually hate it.
Really?
Oh. I hate wine.
That's the blood of the guy. Well,
Wait, what other booze What other booze can I drink to be a good sea?
Wine is and the body of Christ.
You don't like red wine? Any type?
It gives me a headache. It makes me sleepy. Like, I go into a hangover, like, immediately. Like,
really?
Like a sugar, like you're coming off a sugar high.
Yeah.
Do you like crackers? Like, crackers that taste like styrofoam? They're not salty.
Do I need to have a whole bag of it?
No.
No, just one.
Oh, yeah, I could do a cracker.
Okay. What about...
You guys eat crackers?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay. It's the body of Christ, duh.
Now, do you guys pray a lot? Do I need to go somewhere to pray?
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't have to pray all the time. I mean, if you're a real dedicated sea, which you're not going to be.
Definitely not.
You know, some seas pray before meals. Some pray when they wake up or go to bed, like that kind of like ritual stuff. Hmm. You know, pray when you really need help in the world, that kind of thing.
Or really need, like, hold on. When I need help or when the world needs help?
Or like when you need a parking spot, you pray to, is it Saint Anthony?
Yeah, exactly.
For parking spaces.
That's the saint of parking?
Or lost keys if you lose
keys.
Yeah.
And I know you Jays like to put that shit in your doorway. What is that, a mezuzah?
A mezuzah.
Mezuzah.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that shit down.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to replace them with a crucified Jesus. Do you mind looking at a guy on the cross with bloody hands and feet?
I mean, yeah, that's what gets me hard, so I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wait, but is that a problem?
No.
Oh, sick.
So what we'll do is I'm going to call...
Wait, you guys have stuff in the doorway also?
No, just crosses everywhere.
Crosses in your house?
Just everywhere that's not a doorway. Like on wall. It's like a wall decoration.
But,
you got to take that mezuzah down. That exists in your house. That you can't do both. It's one
and,
or the other.
And Virgin Mary, don't forget.
The Virgin.
Yeah.
She was Jesus's mom?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I got it.
But she didn't have sex to have him. He was just placed in her.
And she was just...
put in there by God.
It's called the Immaculate Conception.
Right.
Do you buy that?
But he put his D in Mary.
Well, they don't say that in the Bible specifically, but that's
an
interesting way to...
It's implied.
It's implied that the baby was...
Now, you Jays believe that Jesus existed, but that he's not the Mashiach. You think the Mashiach is still going to come.
That's right.
You got to wipe that shit out of your head.
Oh, yeah. Jesus isn't even like a main character for us.
Wow.
I don't think he's in our books.
He is the star of the show.
He is not Old Testament.
Oh, no. He's in the New Testament.
That's some sea shit right there.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to accept
he
Jesus.
He is the new, he's like the rock. He's everywhere.
The rock.
Yeah.
So this is like, so if you like the original Star Wars, it's like, hey, I hope you like this new shit. So
that's right.
I gotta learn a new franchise and stuff.
That's right. It's a new franchise. But it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Cool.
Oh, whatever. And you've had premarital sex. He's going to have to atone for that.
Well, yeah, you're going to have a lot of sins that you're going to have to confess. But, you know, it'll be fine. You'll get a clean slate after he tells you what to pray about.
How long am I going to need to be reciting poems for before I'm, like, back to square one?
Well, honestly, he'll probably just be, like, 10 and 10, something like that.
It's not that big.
10 and 10? Oh, so I could get that done in, like...
a couple minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he'll be like, you're a clean slate. If you died right now, you go to heaven.
That's how it works for all sea stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could fucking do the worst thing, mm-hmm. and then it's just, say, 3.5 poems and you're good?
Yep.
What about Jays? Do you go to hell if you're bad, even if you repent?
For Jays, once a year you say sorry, and then and then you ask the person 3 times, and if they say no 3 times, like they don't forgive you 3 times, it's now on them. So we have
that's a good system.
We have a really good forgiveness system.
Oh, what's the one time a year you ask for forgiveness?
Yom Kippur.
Do you literally hit people up about things you're sorry for on Yom Kippur?
I mean, I have some Jay friends that text me, and like you could tell it's like a BCC type text where they just copy and paste it to everyone. They're like, hey, if I did anything throughout the entire year that offended you, let me know. Like, I'm really sorry.
Really?
Aww. Yeah. And then you just don't respond to those, and then you just keep on going.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good news, you get to experience Christmas with trees and presents and things.
What does that feel like?
That's the best. That's the whole point of being a sea.
Yeah.
Christmas is the shit.
It's the best.
I hear Christmas mornings is like...
It's the best, dude.
It's the best.
It makes all the other shit that I don't do anyway worth it.
Yeah. You're really missing out. Jays really miss out on Christmas. And Easter's pretty dope, too.
Yeah. From what I've heard from my Jay friends growing up...
Yeah, Easter's so much fun. There's candy and you hide stuff. And
all my Jay friends growing up said that in December, they wish they were more in the sea category.
Ooh, But you know what? That's also something that I'm going to miss out on. I mean, granted, I don't take any of those here, but I remember in school, the J holidays is like, hey, you could have like most of the fall off.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, but didn't you say in Spain, like the Catholics, like European Catholics take off every other freaking week?
They just do festivals and shit. Yeah.
There's so many Catholic holidays. If you really went real Catholic, you'd have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
A lot of downtime.
Oh, I'm going Catholic or like Christian? I want the
tame
one.
You're going Catholic, dude.
That's the hardest.
Yeah, but you don't have to go in the fucking sixth gear with it. Just kind of coast along in neutral.
I mean, do you want to go to heaven or
it
not?
It doesn't sound like you could coast along with
it. What are you talking about? You're looking at two fucking neutral seas right here. Do I look like a real religious guy to you?
I can't see what emblems on that chain.
Nothing.
Okay. then there's not one iota of
you know what, though?
Religion on it.
I think at his level, at his age, don't we do a full body baptism? Like they're gonna have to
That'd
dunk
be cool.
you.
Let's do that.
That actually sounds kind of dope. You don't have to like recut my dick or anything, right?
No.
Because we do that to you guys if you come to us.
What?
Yeah, but I'm cut. I'm already cut.
Oh, no, we'd recut you.
Recut?
No.
What do you mean recut? There's nothing to cut.
It's like it would be like a metaphorical like prick. Like they're like, we got to draw blood, homie, if you want to join.
What?
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You got to really want it, homie.
They cut your dick? We don't cut your dick. See how much nicer C's
God
are about that
damn,
stuff?
Damn, man.
It's not going to get hard till I'm ready to come.
Let's get Nadav baptized. I think that would be so funny.
It's a fun bit. Look at this crazy content we made. We converted somebody.
We took a J out of the world.
I had to do my first communion when Tom and I got married because I didn't do my first communion.
I know.
And I had to do it on a Sunday.
At this point, the funny thing is it feels so silly now.
It is silly, yeah.
I mean, more silly.
The ritual.
Because we're such bad seeds. We do nothing.
I wouldn't say nothing. Okay, Yana, hear me out. We believe in Judeo-Christian ethics.
But we don't.
Morals.
Yeah,
we're moral people. We do not.
But we're not practicing
seeds. Okay, so we don't eat fish on Friday.
We don't ever go to church. Ever. Not even on the big days. We never go to church.
I know, but I believe...
And by the way, you couldn't get me to go. I will not go. God, don't listen
to him. I will go for us. But I'll tell you, though, don't you think we abide by morals, Christian values? We are very moral people.
I mean, come on.
We're not dickheads. We don't do anything dicky. No, I mean, like, we abide by a Judeo-Christian...
We're professional assholes.
...morality. Yeah, but we're good people.
I know.
In our private lives, like, we're very loyal. We're good people.
Okay.
Definitely.
I don't think you got to be a C to do that. I think you can just be I think most people are non-religious good people.
So should I start going to church on Sundays?
No, don't you fucking start with that shit.
Father Abraham had many sons.
So...
And many sons had Father Abraham. And I am one of them.
Oh, no.
And so are you. Or should I do a Jewish? Avenu shalom aleichem. Avenu shalom aleichem. Is that how it goes?
Keep rubbing, you're not from here. We're from Pennsylvania, Ohio. Go back. Asshole. Too bad you don't have insurance. I'll probably put that down too. The assholes are driving through our car, the wreck and get it fixed. You got no fucking insurance, do you? Probably why you got bald tires too, asshole. Stupid faggot grin on your face.
I'm telling you, man. They don't play this in church, and that's a real bummer. I've wanted to do this so many times.
So have I. I relate to this.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
Everybody wants to say this shit to somebody.
Like, you put that on your Facebook, fuck boy. Think I give a fuck? Suck a dick. Fucking asshole. Come back to Pennsylvania, bitch. You're not supposed to be at your house. You an essential worker? You don't look like it, faggot.
Fuck boy. He knew fuck boy.
He knew everything.
Yeah.
He knew everything down.
Put that on your Facebook, fuck boy.
It's a weird place. Like, you're like, where are they at a stoplight? It looks like it's a parking lot, you know?
Like a dirt
or
gravel driveway.
Those bushes with the fence next to it. I'm like, I don't understand the context of this, but I enjoyed it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. That was
fuck
really
boy.
Fun.
Put that on your Facebook.
Jesus. I saw this. This made me laugh my ass off. so scared.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't think I share that sensibility. I like the cruelty. I like mental illness. Yeah. I don't like people being in terror. Terror.
Okay.
Let me say that word right. Terror.
Yeah.
Terror.
There's some words that we've both mispronounced. We've learned that. There's other words that other people mispronounce that really enrage me.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Number one, and I'm hearing it more and more now, is people saying especially. You know? People are like, yeah, especially. And I'm like, especially? You mean especially?
Yeah.
Why are you getting X out of it? And it's directly correlated to people. So many people say espresso.
Well.
And you're like, what are you doing?
To me, that's even more unforgivable, given that we have a huge coffee culture now.
Huge coffee culture. And also, it's written everywhere.
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 Espresso.
Yeah, it's ES.
Not espresso. But why do they hear espresso?
I think espresso is almost more forgivable because so many people are mispronouncing it that I think it's leading to other people mispronouncing it.
I see.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so widely used. Especially, I almost have a fucking seizure every time I hear
know.
It. Especially, like, what?
Especially.
It's especially.
Especially.
ESP?
Especially.
Yeah. I mean, I guess same way, right? ESP is espresso, but people are saying it so much.
Where are you hearing this?
Espresso, you hear mispronounced. You can stand in line at any coffee shop.
Oh, espresso, I hear,
first
yeah.
of all, it's written on there, and the person in front of you will say, I'll have an espresso, and the barista will be like, double espresso.
Oh, my God.
And you're just like, okay.
Oh,
know,
my
you
God.
Fucking moron.
I don't like it.
But especially, I'm like, hey, dumb fuck.
Oh, it's a horrible. People are so stupid, and you know, my dad used to say it all the time when I was a little girl, and I didn't believe him. But he said, everybody is on drugs.
Yeah.
Or they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the older I get, I'm like, dude, my dad was right. Everybody's fucking stupid or on drugs, man.
Yeah.
You know what I hear a lot? Mm. The addict. It's in the addict.
An addict?
The addict. Yeah, oh. For an addict.
Oh, adding the D?
Yeah.
Addict?
Go look in the addict. Like that's not the word.
That's all kinds of stupid. For
it's
sure.
all and I. There's a song I like by Christian Death. It's a goth band, and he says addict, and it makes me crazy, and it's made me crazy since I was 15 years old. I hate it, addict.
Addict. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would stop at that too.
But you tell me if I say stuff wrong, right? Like you've been telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't let me say things wrong.
Well, I started to. We talked about how you're. Your ing is all wrong on like every word.
What do I say? I go.
You say like something.
Something. Yeah, this is Hungarian. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
It's a fucked up
one. I'm trying, guys.
I caught myself on Rogan when I said I won. I go, one. Yeah, I won.
Hey, you saw his new studio.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It's awesome.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's great. He has a cool, really cool setup. Young Jamie's there.
Oh, Young Jamie.
It's fun. It felt like old times. It was great.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm starting to get nervous. It's getting real, this move.
I know, but what our audience doesn't know is that after we move, you'll still be seeing us here.
I know.
Our studio won't be ready for a minute, you know. There's a lot of work that goes into like and the funny thing is we got the ball rolling in November.
Especially because we got the ball rolling in November.
And that's how they're like, hey, how long till the studio? And they're like, well, you know, the lawyers need to look at this document and then approval on this thing and then the permits. And you're like, is it not really going to be ready? And they're like, oh, no, not till.
It was a lot. Plus with your accident, yeah. I think we were like, dude, we're just not going to hurry anything. This year's been so traumatic.
Yeah.
I think. It was like, you know what? Let's just fucking go. Just whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You can't plan everything. You know, you're still recovering. You're just recovering. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Not recovering.
Recovering. You're still recovering. Yeah. And, you know, we'll take our time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll take our time. People ask me about you all the time.
Really?
How are you doing? Will you tell people? How are you feeling? You physically?
Oh, I mean, I physically feel amazing. I feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's healing still. My leg actually I thought I would struggle more with it. And it's basically now, I mean, I can do 60 minutes on the elliptical.
Wow.
Without any discomfort or anything. Building up the quad back to where it was, they said, think of it as a year project.
Mm.
You know? So I just got to put a load on it. Like, have, you know what I mean? To build
dropping
the muscle.
Loads on it?
I got to come all over my leg. And then...
It's a cum episode today.
So that muscle has, you know, deteriorated quite a bit. And then also rotator cuff area, delts, everything. This is much weaker. So yesterday, PT, she gave me like isolated movements just for like building up strength in that in this area. So everything, you know, but you know, the hand, it gets a little better.
It's so much every week it gets better and better and better.
It's a weird thing. It's weird. It's weird to feel like, oh, you know, this sliding glass door. You go to do it and you're like, ugh. It's like, oh wow, my strength that I just completely took for granted. And I used to lift, I never was like a really strong lifter. But I would lift like fairly heavy weight, you know, and it's like it's back. It's like completely starting like a child. I mean, I was doing maxing out with 15 pounds in this hand for months, and I just got clearance to go above it. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to start over. But it's I'm not bummed out about it. Like it's I have a good attitude, I think, about it. And, you know, I eat super clean and healthy now, and I'm working out. Pretty much 6 days a week.
Yeah, so. You've been really dedicated.
Yeah.
Very dedicated. I know it's crazy when your body, like, fails you or changes on you. Like, after having kids, like, my body's not, it's not the same. You're just
never
the same.
You're never the same. I mean.
Little things.
This, according to the doctors, I should be able to be back completely fine, back to where I was over time. But just you have to do the work. You have to keep working out and everything.
You know what's so crazy when it happened? I didn't even think about this process of rehab.
Yeah,
I just thought people like broke their arms and then you put it in a cast and then you're fine. I had no idea that you had to go through this much rehab.
This was like, it wasn't just an arm break, you know? Like it was, I mean, it was, but I mean, I broke my humerus. A lot of people break, you know, like their forearms and... Breaking the humerus completely in half, and then that nerve getting kind of bruised and bumped around. So it's a major break. It's considered a trauma injury, and then the nerve is the thing that you go like I still have numbness here, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't worn a watch or a ring or anything because everything feels weird on my hand still, you know. So it's strange. It's a strange feeling, but I don't know. I've also gotten, you know, we're so adaptable. I've gotten so used to it. Like, I've gotten used to the fact that, like, oh, yeah, this hand doesn't work as well. This arm isn't as strong. You just kind of keep going.
You just keep going.
I mean, I love, honestly, like, my main, it's funny, one of my main concerns getting out of the recovery and everything was just, can I still do stand-up?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I know.
That was, like, really my main concern. Like, I was like, will it be to the point that I can stand on stage and do stand up?
Yeah.
And now that I've done it a few times and feel great, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, if I got no better, if this was the best I could ever be, I would be fine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled that this is the best I could be, but the fact that I can do my job and I can function in the world, like I can drive, I can hold my kids, probably not two at a time, but like I can still pick them up and, you know, come all over you. Like, as long as those things are.
I was going to say, your first worry wasn't, can I jerk off with my left arm?
Well, I knew that my right hand would do that.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't worried about that.
I thought about it. So I was like, you know, I'm not really a lefty when it comes to that. So it's not a big concern. Yeah.
Gosh, what a bizarro. I'm still in, like, I think I dissociated in December when it happened.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, no, everything's fine in terms of your getting injured. Because if I really think about how vulnerable we all are, and if I lost you, I would just be like, I think that's why I keep having these recurring dreams that I'm losing you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's more I'm afraid of losing you. What would I do, Jeans? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, if it had been like a super serious, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would be fucked up.
I know. Who would? Well, thank God we have Rob Eiler. He would just Right?
Sit right
one
here.
Of us dies?
Yeah. No, I would keep that blow up doll there.
For how long?
Just out of respect, forever. Every day I'd be like, hey, I love you to the doll.
Yeah.
And I'd like, you know, like when in certain countries they pay respect to like the paintings and stuff and they leave yeah. gifts, I would put flowers on it. And
your ofrenda.
Yeah, offering, yeah.
Dia de los Muertos.
That's right.
You would put me on your ofrenda.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It'd be rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you're okay. That was horrible.
It was.
Truly awful.
By the way, I see that you painted your nails, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Somebody else is not going to be painting their nails the way they used to. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
We've seen this lady before.
Yes, we've made fun of her before.
Yeah, we have. The world's longest fingernails. She clips them after 29 years. Does it say in the article why this woman did do this? Can you make that larger?
They said for obvious reasons. Like,
well, it's been obvious for decades.
It's ruining her life.
So a little bit bigger. Sorry. Scroll back up to the top here. Ugh. Let's see. The woman who's been taking care of her keratin for nearly three decades said so long to her world record fingernails, but she needed a power tool to do it. Ayanna Williams had been the Guinness World Record holder for the longest fingernails on a pair of female hands since 2017 when they merely measured a combined 19 feet. She turned in her title for a much-needed manicure, and it's pretty insane to see. Look at those.
Oh, I think she wanted to put them in the Guinness Museum.
Right.
They're going to be in. They are in the museum now. Mm-hmm. I think it said that she was just sick of it. Like,
I can see why.
Yeah.
I can see why. They're absolutely revolting. Scroll a little bit more, please. Scroll down. Williams went to Dr. Allison Redinger of Trinity Vista Dermatology in Texas earlier this month to get her fingernails sawed off with an electric rotary tool after revealing she'd been growing them for about 29 years. She told the doc she had mixed emotions about my baby's going, but said the time had come because she'd grown tired of them for obvious reasons, we think. Oh, look, and now she has, like, still quite long fingernails, but not nearly as long as they were. They were so disgusting.
Those nails are still longer than the average woman with long nails.
Yeah, you can't, by the way, you can't stick what her hand was behind your ass into a toilet.
No, dude. Like, even
they never talk about, like, how do you wipe your ass?
Well, when I was Tina and I just had those little fakers, I ripped them off after the first 15 minutes because I'm like, I can't wipe my ass. I can't pull down my pants to go pee. I don't know. I never had long nails like that.
Yeah.
God. Ugh. Ew. And you see how gross they grew over? They looked like carbuncles, you know?
Yeah.
So they're in Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Orlando.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do Orlando. I might stop and make a pilgrimage to see these disgusting nails.
Okay.
But you know how they look all cruddy and like crusted over for 29 years?
Yeah.
Ugh. She can't wipe her ass. You can't totally pick. How do you disgusting. Pick your nose? Most importantly.
Can't pick her nose. Can't wipe her ass. It'd be a horrible hand job, I'm sure.
Horrible. Yeah. How was she sexually active?
I mean, I do like a little nail action, you know?
Yeah. Okay. How did she even do dishes or drive or...
It's a good way out of all those tasks.
Yeah, maybe that's why she did it.
How am I supposed to drive?
I can't work.
How am I supposed to clean these dishes?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to wipe my ass?
Yeah, what kind of gig can you have doing
with
those nails? Jeez.
All right. I heard you bitches was looking for me. Bitch, here I go. All
right.
Right. Just a few talks today, okay?
Okay, just a few. You don't want to oversaturate.
Yeah, just a couple. Here we go. These are all curated by the great Christina P.
Thank you.
TikTok's queen of content. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Got it.
Pro tip. Save every picture of every girl in her late teens and early 20s that you are sleeping with from now till the end of time. Catalog them by name and make sure you can access these pictures quickly. They will become incredibly useful later in life. When the same girls try to return to your rotation in your 30s and 40s and try to make fun of you for sleeping with a younger woman. Having this information at your fingertips, you can then bust out a picture of what they used to look like and go, there, this is why I'm sleeping with her. This is what you used to look like. It no longer exists, but I caught it in its fleeting moment of beauty. You gave it to me, 10 years ago, and now I'm giving it back to you. Please cherish it forever. Never lose it, and I will catch you in the next lifetime. Jeez. Don't forget to follow, like, comment, and share.
God.
Now there's a cool guy.
He's really fucked up. This guy. First of all, you know what it registers to me? Is this dude so hurt.
So hurt.
He is so fucking hurt. God damn.
I know, because I thought it was just going to be, hey, keep naked pictures of the people you bang so that you know, one day when you're married.
Yeah, you can jerk off or something.
Spank
that's
bank.
What I, yeah, that's what I thought it was, and too. Then he was like, and to tell that bitch, she's no longer worth your time.
Jeez. And what about him, though? He doesn't look great either.
Oh, like, really?
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You fucking cunt. Jeez.
Such a dick.
You fuck nut.
What is the best smelling cologne that I could buy from a store? Let me know. Because I plan on buying some cologne, and I want the best smelling one. All right?
What do you think the best smelling cologne is?
I don't know, babe.
I don't know. Most women don't like
cologne. Hey, Pup Spiky here. You walk the path that takes you where you want to go, because the only one you need to make happy is yourself. Hail Satan. Haru. Ruff.
This I thought was neat, because not only is he into pup play, he's a satanic pup player who gives life advice.
Yeah, it was a good one. That had a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying?
One of the scariest things to see in prison.
Yeah.
How did he do that noise?
I don't know. Probably his soul that is broken from the horrific conditions that he lives in. Is this a fun talk?
I love it. I mean, your injury videos and my mental illness talks. Potato, potato, babe. I get tickled by this stuff. I love it. I could watch these all day.
I can only imagine the horror that is this person's reality.
You know your chiropractic videos where you get relief? Like, I scroll through TikToks to feel comfortable and happy inside.
But this one, this didn't freak you out?
Yeah, that's the point. I felt weird. I was like, whoa, I've never seen that before.
This looks like a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kid in a third world prison.
Yeah. Don't go to jail. It's bad. Don't go to jail.
Yeah, that I like. that's a good one. That's a good one. That guy is fighting the enemy. By the way, what's great is when you see an adult doing literally what your 5-year-old does. Like, your 5-year-old son is like, I'm beating the bad guys, and you're like, okay. Yeah, and this guy's 36. I don't know.
Yeah, he's playing Power Rangers in his backyard. Like, yeah, it's not that hard what he's doing too.
He really thinks he coordinated some John Wick shit right there. He's like, you see that shit?
Yeah. I liked it too. I like the spirit of that one.
That was fucking great.
Yeah. And it is like a
Why, yes. I collect Garfields. Am I ashamed of it? No. Actually, this is the first Garfield I had ever gotten. Got at Christmas from my mom. It was the first thing me and her really bonded over was love of Garfield. So, yeah.
Yeah. I know. Okay, well, here's the thing. I know we're in an era where we're supposed to support what everybody does all the time and, like, congratulate them for being weirdos. And, like, I think we should start shaming people a little bit just to put them in line. Like, this is super lame, you know? He's not going to get laid showing his Garfield. I'm doing it for his own good.
I don't think that's going to get through to him.
You don't think he's going to understand not getting laid? I told him, dude, no one's going to touch your dick if you show them
He'll be like, Garfield. Oh, you mean everything will stay the same? It's not his priority. It doesn't affect him the same way.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Okay, just Garfield?
Yeah.
An air pressure of just 4.5 PSI is generally sufficient to rupture the human colon.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Didn't know that.
Do you like her chest hat?
It's very pretty. God damn it. Okay.
What? God, you're such a stick in the mud. I can't believe you don't enjoy this as much.
This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. We're going to close on Just Let Me Eat Ya by Flower Socks. I really enjoyed it.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Flower Socks Production.
Listen, when you come home, baby, you just got to jump in the tub with all them bubbles.
For all y'all beautiful women, just let me eat ya one time. Let me eat you one time. Just let me eat you one time. I guarantee you, you gonna ask me to stay to your house.
I'm federal.
Just let me eat you one time. Just let me eat you one time. I guarantee you, I'm with you 100%.
100%.
You gonna sleep for 3 days, my baby.
I'm telling you.
I ain't nothing nice. I'm federal. Once I touch your booty, I'm gonna show you.
Get with
I'm
gonna
make
ball.
You cry. You gonna sleep for 3 days, my baby. I'm gonna make you cry, girl.
What a ladder, boy.
I'm telling you. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna make you cry. Ay-yi-yi. I don't give a damn where you're from. I don't give a damn, give a damn. I don't give a damn where you're from. I wanna dig in your booty. I don't give a damn where you're from. I don't give a damn, give a damn. I don't give a damn where you're from. Let me put my tongue in your ass. Y'all miss that ball? Huh? Well, guess what? I'm coming at your fat ass.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you got a big booty or a flat booty. Well, guess what?
What?
I'm coming at that coming at booty. I'm coming to get that new new. And I want to push your feet, too. Ooh, that's some good, good. Y'all know what's a banana split? Huh? I'm going to show you. We're going to use your booty. Ay-ay-ay.